AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and it's the podcast. Peter and I tipped our toe in the water and checked out the PBR on the weekend at Siramay Wines. That's the professional bull riding, and we caught up this morning with some of the participants.
And also, I busted Peter. I knew if I started talking about double episodes of Bold and Beautiful, he would have known what was going on.
Yeah, Bold and the Beautiful. And we had an opportunity to watch it because we had Labor Day off. I don't know why we have Labor Day. Why do we need a public holiday? And if we do have one, at least have something open.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, massive weekend in the way of sport. We saw the Gold Coast Suns play over the weekend. They're a little bit better. They're back at the Gabba this weekend. So they had a couple of their big guns out. They played the Western Bulldogs. So they do need to get some wins on the board, though. They went down just by a couple of goals. So it wasn't a high-scoring game, but they're missing a few of their stars.
I need home. I know if I'm away from home for too long.
Yeah.
You want your own fridge.
It's really, really.
Everything. In the Metricon Stadium, that's going to make a difference for your home.
It will make a difference. And interesting at the moment, we'll get on to the Cowboys as well. A lot of clubs, the Gold Coast Suns did a little bit earlier. The Cowboys are doing it at the moment. When they've got two interstate trips back to back, they're actually staying down in the city that they're playing in. So the Cowboys are staying down in Sydney for a week. The Gold Coast Suns did that over in WA a couple of weeks ago. But we'll get to the Cowboys very, very shortly. But Ben Simmons, the Aussie NBA superstar, he plays for Philadelphia 76ers and he's in struggle street at the moment. He's only 21, but they're saying he's just a little bit overconfident at the moment. A little bit cocky and costing his team games at the moment. Philadelphia haven't been in the playoffs for a long, long time. Went down again, so they're 3-0. So going to struggle to win the playoffs. But he's only made 69. He's hit 69 shots out of 224. So that's not a good, strike rate when you look at it like that. So we're going to speak with Scotty Taylor from the US very shortly about a bit more about the basketball, but. The news over the weekend, and again, why does it always have to be?
Why do you have the team bonding with alcohol?
Another NRL star, we're talking about Scott Bolton. He's been charged with indecent assault after a night out at Bondi Beach Public Bar. They're staying down there for the week. They said they're going to have a bonding session, as you say, Bridge, out in the Terps. Why? You'd think, surely now, with the environment of 2018... they would have learnt to have one or two in the hotel and that's it.
Look.
It's a different game.
They're sports stars. As we were talking around the brekkie table this morning, most of these guys have more education about alcohol than normal
alcohol,
human beings.
Alcohol,
about
alcohol,
how to
drugs.
Deal with women. This is the deal with the devil. If you want to sign up and be a sports star, well, then you've got to behave in public.
You've got to understand that they have professional people go through every club a couple of times a year by saying, this is the problems and this is how social media is going to hurt you.
Mm.
This is how you got to treat women and what you got to do for respect. This is what's going to happen if you take drugs. They're told this consistently.
Mm.
And yet consistently something happens. And you know what's more alarming is the fact that here's a couple of his teammates on the news last night. Just have a listen to his teammates on the news last night.
It's his teammate but his friend. We support him.
I'll support him. He's a great bloke and, hope he's all right.
10 years, he's never put a foot wrong and that's something that's really weird. So, and like you said, he's busted his butt for us. So we all got most support for him. And we're going to be there for him no matter what.
But what would happen with you if you were going through some saga in the news, if your teammates didn't support you, how hard would that be continuing to play with them?
You can't,
it's not right. I don't agree with
that. You can't support somebody like that. The coach and the club should not allow the players to say that. They say they should have to talk about everything else but not this incident because you can't support somebody who's just indecent assaulted someone.
Yeah, exactly right.
How can you support them?
No, that's exactly right.
So
I'm with you on that. Don't worry.
I don't know. The Cowboys got some finding to do over the week while they're staying in Sydney.
Cowboys are cowboys. We found that out on Saturday night.
We certainly
you
did.
You two had a few hot dates over the weekend.
We did. More of that to come.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Welcome to it. How are your brains feeling, kids?
Top of the was, straight out of the wrapper, nothing else but homework over the weekend.
If it was yesterday, might have been a bit different.
No good. Cloudy.
No, Sunday was very cloudy.
With a chance of meatballs.
You couldn't have even mentioned that. I would have had a little vom. Today, I'm excellent. Thank you.
Ready to go, Adrian.
Okay. Ready to
go. How are you
roll.
Going? You ready?
Yeah, good. Flying. A bit of a tip.
Yes.
One of the earlier movies that I saw.
Oh, God. Here you go. This is a silent film. Morning, how are we supposed to hear a silent film?
Should we have some piano soundtrack in the background?
I'll tell you what. One of the greats. One of the greats. Okay. Here we go. Name that year.
Okay.
Do you think there's anything wrong with your mind, really?
Not a thing, Doc. Excuse me, miss. Do you think it might be possible to turn that music down so maybe a couple of the boys could talk?
Your hand is staining my window.
What on earth is that?
One of the greats. Jack, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, okay, yes.
What about the music goes...
One of the greats.
Sounded like that kind of sci-fi music that always put in...
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack Nicholson. That was Jack
Nicholson. And AJ loved it, so look...
Are you going first, are you?
I don't know.
Go on.
I'm going to say... You're going to laugh. I'm not even going to get the right decade.
You're already putting the disclaimer we're going to laugh.
68, Spider.
No.
Rodney
laughed. I didn't laugh.
Oh, no, it's not too bad.
Smirk.
But you shook your head.
No, it's not too bad because it was...
Late 60s.
I would say no, a mid to late 70s. I'll say bridge 77.
No. Rodney?
I think this one won an Academy Award.
It did?
Yes,
either for Best Movie or for Jack.
Yeah.
1970, I think you're on the money, Bridge, 75?
Yes, it was, 1975.
Oh.
Well done, Rodney.
Gee, you're good, Rod.
That was a full-on movie for its day as well.
It was.
Wasn't it?
Old Nurse Ratched. She copped it.
That's right. That's where Nurse Ratched was. There's always that saying about Nurse Ratched. You know, if you go to hospital, you always get that nurse that might be a bit full on.
Mm.
Bridgie win by default, 1977. Name that year. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Coming on a boogie. Don't you blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times.
Entertaining bit about this segment is watching Peter's face, the shake of the head, the forehead on the microphone.
I just wouldn't have a clue. I've heard the song.
Come
What's
on.
It called?
The Jacksons, Blame It on the Boogie.
Don't I pretend you don't
know. I know the song, but I wouldn't... I don't know. When were the Jacksons around? The 80s?
Just try and backtrack.
It's called Name That Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spider 83.
No.
Well, the Jacksons, they were only little then. They're only little, the Jacksons, the Jackson 5, Tito. I can't name them all. It's a bit like the Seven Dwarfs. I can't name all the Jacksons. Tito. I know that was one.
Michael.
Jermaine.
Oh, Michael. Jermaine. Okay.
Miss Janet one.
I will say Bridge. It'll be late 70s. Bridge 79 because Michael was little.
No.
Oh, geez, it'll be close. I was around that. Maybe a little earlier, 78?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, you've only been one off, Rod. You're just coming in, sweeping it up.
Yes.
Bridge wins the comp. Name that year, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
And to bring you this story, we interrupt our program.
An American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima.
Oh, this is bad when we get these stuff really wrong, too.
Hiroshima, bomb.
I'm not going first.
Hiroshima. Or as they say, the proper way to say it in Japan is Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
Rod knows this because he did an assignment on this at school, I reckon.
I did as well, so I should. Oh, God. Okay, I'm trying to even get the decade right. I think it was this... Oh, was Hiroshima the 60s? I think it was. Because Chernobyl was the 80s, I think. Bridge... 64.
No.
Oh, God.
I was actually staying with the 60s.
Were you?
I don't know if
it's
right.
No, I don't even know I've got the decade right.
I'm waiting to see if Rod laughs, but I'm going to go a pair of sixes. 66.
No. Well, you're both a long way off,
yeah.
Rodney.
August 4, 1945.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Rod. Rod gives the date. You got a time, Rod?
Oh, you know what? Just apple for the teacher.
I think it was around 10 in the morning.
Yeah, you know what? You're the one in the front row at school. Oh, miss, choose me. Yeah. I know the answer. I got the answer.
Congrats, Bridge.
I'll be just in the corner crying.
Hey, can I say, by the way, I filmed that, Peter, so that
what?
We'll put that on Gold FM Facebook and so everyone can see how you struggle through this.
He's using the power of the microphone to increase his brain.
I know, it's
I'm
amazing.
Trying.
Rod, we're very late. Sorry about that.
Look, I had an amazing weekend. I really did. I got up to a lot of awesome stuff. However, Mondays are great when you realise it's not Sunday and it's Monday. And it's the afternoon and you go, oh, yes. Not only, just stay with me here.
Okay.
Not only is it bold and beautiful, just stay with me here.
Yeah.
But it's now back-to-back episodes of Bold and Beautiful.
Track
stay
to
with
track.
Me, track to track, from 4 till 5. You get 2 episodes in 1. Now, let me try to equate this for you fellas. This okay. would be like Friday night footy, your best teams back-to-back, but 5 days a week.
Oh, imagine.
Can you imagine?
Imagine footy Friday nights,
yeah,
5 days a week.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I love Friday night
I nearly need an Esky next to me now for just to watch Bold and Beautiful. I'm
I'll
in my
it.
Jason recliner. I am relaxing my freckle going, this is heaven. Now, the whole thing about this, and Peter, I know you pretend to be disinterested, but you forget that years ago you admitted to me.
I've seen a episode.
A episode? Yeah. You admitted you don't mind. How's this? Are you ready, AJ? Mm. He doesn't mind having a glass of Chardonnay in the afternoon if Cherie's not home.
I did
watching
once.
Bold and Beautiful.
You are guilty.
Once.
So, the whole thing is, who killed Bill? Remember the movie Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Dollar Bill Spencer. Someone's shot him. Who's shot him? This is amazing. This is honestly full on. So, who do you think shot him? Have a listen to all of this.
It would have been Ridge.
I see what happens. I told
no,
you.
No, because Ridge
you
doesn't
so
like
know.
Him. Oh, no.
You are busted.
It's either, no, Ridge, or was it his son? Was it his sons? Because then they get everything.
You so know. That's right, because he's got a media empire. That's right.
I know little bits.
Yeah, okay, come on. You can't help it. This is what I love with Bold and Beautiful fans. You just can't help but butt in. Go on.
What? You reckon it was your mate, I reckon.
Which one?
Sally.
Sally Spectra. Yeah, I do. Anyone else?
I knew you would.
Anyone else?
Nah. Oh, his ex-wife.
See?
Jeez, you're not doing bad for a bloke who watched one show.
Exactly.
My mum used to watch it when I got
darling,
home.
Darling, this is me. How you bust people from Bold and Beautiful. You just talk open-endedly and leave a question hanging, and if they're a Bold fan, boom, done. Yeah. Have a listen to how many witnesses there are. First of all, this is Eric asking his wife, Quinn.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, too. I don't really watch you, but yeah. Did you do it?
Oh, then Katie asking Wyatt, who's the son of Bill.
Did you shoot your father?
Oh! Then Brooke asking Ridge.
Do it. Did you shoot Bill?
Oh.
Oh!
Yes.
Then Thomas asking Sally Spectra.
I told you. I hate Bill. I hate him.
Oh.
Not as much as I do.
Oh. There you go. And then there's Wyatt asking Justin, the right-hand man, and Bill.
Didn't you? You shot my father?
Mm. And then Sheila, who shot everyone in the show, Ridge asks her.
You tried to kill Bill. It was you, wasn't it?
Oh, this is just like who shot J.R. Ewing? Who did, by the way, Rod?
It was actually his sister-in-law and mistress.
Oh.
Yes. And a whole song T-shirt.
See, this could be anyone because Bill wants full custody of his little son and then he's getting his older sons disowned and then his right-hand man wants his business and Ridge's daughter, who's married to the other son, slept with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it just could be anything. Now, normally this takes 10 years to get through this much storyline. Do you understand how excited I am? One thing I do know for sure, 100%, I need to get a life.
Yeah.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
Oh, Dan in Labrador. Listen to this, guys. Passion, romance. Great cook, Dan. You are talking it up. Tickety tick tick boo.
Just a little bit. But you've got to leave some sort of mystery.
Yeah, but a great cook, you know, a lady likes a man that can cook.
Yeah, I love me. Everyone needs food to survive, I guess. But my my stepdad was a chef, and my mum is a ridiculous cook. And I'm self-taught on how to bake and stuff as well. So I do a lot of baking with my 3-year-old daughter.
Baking. Wow.
And what are you looking for in a partner then?
Just down to earth, really, and loyal, really.
Yeah,
that's really the main two. Just being loyal and just down to earth, and you know, just happy to have a laugh. And you know, if you want to go to the pub, have some beers with the crew, then sweet as. Or if you you dress up and we'll go to somewhere flat earth.
Daniel, do you think it's important to have similar interests in a partner, or do you think it's okay for them to, you know, like certain things and you like other things?
Yeah, well, diversity is always good. People learn to adapt to each other in a way. So not everyone's going to have the same sort of interests. Mm. But in saying that, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room to move. You know, you should be scared to try new things.
Daniel,
like dating, for instance.
Dating?
I've been burnt a few times, and I was married about 2 years ago. I was married.
Yeah.
And it didn't go the way that I wanted.
Don't worry, I know how you feel.
So, yeah, she's just a bit sceptical about the women that come in. Obviously, because I've got a daughter as well. So I'm pretty guarded when it comes to my girl, but you know, she's pretty cool, though.
We look forward to you coming along on Friday night.
Beautiful, no worries.
Daniel, registered at goldfm.com.au for our second chance dance this Friday night, and so can you. Go there now.
What's my name? Donald Trump. Sit down. We have the piggyback. Actually, I was only kidding because you'd be in jail. You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it? Donald Trump. There's never been anything like it.
Taylor's Trump Report.
Our man from the USA, Scotty Taylor.
Oh, Scotty, so good for you to join us on a Tuesday. Now, look, revelations that I've just found out over the last few days. I didn't know Rudolph Giuliani, like the best mayor of New York, is the lawyer for Trump. I mean, that must be super tough. He can't answer any questions. But also, Stormy Daniels on the Saturday Night Live skit. How did that go down, considering this case is still in court at the moment?
Well, yeah, you got to wonder about that. And also the question is, how much did NBC pay Stormy Daniels to open the show? Guys, you would think it would be something like six figures, right?
Wow. She's
not coming on there without getting paid, but she looked gorgeous in that red dress. And by the way, Alec Baldwin, who plays Trump, he wore a red tie, so they kind of matched, didn't they? You know, what was really interesting, too, over the weekend is, you know, I think America was shocked when she popped on. But that's what Saturday Night loves to do, at least when they first originated, you know, years back, they would shock America. They kind of went kind of lame for a while. Now they're back, just shocking everyone. But one of the most interesting thing over the weekend that developed from that is President Trump did not tweet a response to Stormy Daniels' appearance on Saturday Night Live. So you got to think, because usually, you know, this president reacts quickly. But we haven't seen any type of tweet about Stormy right now, so maybe he's listening to somebody.
Ooh. Yeah, he might have taken his phone, confiscated it off the Trumpy. Hey, Scotty, another one. In the NBA at the moment, it looks like the NBA, the National Basketball League there, Association, could actually have its first female head coach.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. It's San Antonio Spurs assistant, Becky Hammon. If you know anything about this lady, she knows basketball. She's in her 40s. She's been on the Spurs staff since about 2014. After playing 16 years, guys, in the WNBA, she's an all-star. Spida, I want to know, if you could play for a female head coach, how would you feel about that? And would there be any issues that would pop up, do you think?
I think now we've got a lot of assistant coaches, and I think in the sport I played, AFL, now that you know, there's a women's league, we've got a lot of board of directors. So I think it'd be interesting. I wouldn't mind it. It'd be interesting to see how the rev up and the sprays, and, you know, she'd deliver a spray completely different to what a male coach would.
I'd be scared.
Yeah, you
I'd
could
be. I'd be scared with a woman going off.
Oh, yeah. Like, if it was my mum with a wooden spoon, I'd be crapping my dacks.
Exactly.
So, you know.
But, so, you know, Bridge, you got to agree, a lady coach is going to be a lot more smarter than a guy coach, right? I mean, come on. The women are the ones who have the brain and the beauty.
Oh, look at you go, Scotty. You know what to say. And it's not just what they say, it's that look that women can give you. Yeah.
Scotty, thanks very much.
Hey, clap.
Hey, I just have a yawn.
Well, how can you yawn?
What are you yawning about?
He's about to talk about the budget. I mean, please.
Well, hang on. You're the only one who watches Sky News, which absolutely talk about crap every day. Now they're actually just making meaningful crap talking about the budget. But, Rob McLeod, the budget is released 7:30 tonight.
That's right. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, releasing details. We've already heard from the acting Gold Coast Mayor, Donna Gates, talking about a wish list for the Gold Coast, and among them was extra road networks to improve the traffic flow.
This problem in our city is transport and getting people from their homes to their jobs to school. We'd love to see some funding for the M1. We'd love to see some congestion busting funding for local road networks.
Yes.
Yeah. What do we really want? Because they say we're going to be back in black.
Oh, here we go. We're back in black. Oh, this is what the federal government is saying. They're saying it's all infrastructure. If you say that word too many times, it's not a word anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
Infrastructure. Look, I think infrastructure's great. I think just the headline should be uncrankify the coast. Make the coast less cranky, which means keep them away in jail when they're being naughty.
Yeah.
Don't get them out and slap them with a letter sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, let the roads with the congestion, exactly right. I just have one for you from a female's point of view. All clothes, makeup, jewellery, accessories, shoes, all tax deductible for work.
Of course.
Ooh. Yeah. I reckon we need banana lounges on every beach.
Oh,
because
I like
there's
that.
Nothing worse than trying to get the kids organised. You've got towels, you've got balls, you've got everything, and then you've got to carry chairs and banana lounges as well. Have the banana lounges down there. That should be a part of the budget. And the other one?
Yeah, I like that.
I want a cafe and a couple more cows at the big roundabout at Gooding Drive.
There?
Yeah.
Because there's enough cows there. Now we need a cafe so we can have fresh milkshakes, proper milkshakes from the cows behind
just
us.
Just fresh out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just get
idea.
The cow in, straight in behind the cafe, a few more cows. That's what we need on the Gold Coast for the budget.
Drive-through service there because, you know, you're waiting a bit at Gooding Drive roundabout.
Yeah, just drive through, milk the cow and go away with a chocolate milkshake.
If you can help us with what you want, just give us a bell. 13 27 10. We'll broadcast it. You never know.
Of course.
The government might be listening.
Rod?
Well, a couple of personal suggestions. Funding for husband cooking lessons to go beyond sausage and three veg. and this one from personal experience, $3.2 billion.
Yes.
To clean and fumigate teenage children's bedrooms.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that called Clean Up Australia Day?
Try week.
All right, give us a bell. You got a suggestion because we've got some great tickets. The boys are back again, Gold FM and Busby Maru.
Yes.
Another regional tour. Sound Lounge Gold Coast, great venue. Sunday, 27 May, a couple of weeks away. Get your tickets now from busbymaru.com. So give us a bell. What would you like to be, what would you like to have in the budget tonight?
Bouge. You know they're saying with this one that if this goes through, we are going to be back in black. Oh. Yes, that's it in the black by 2020, I reckon. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, look, and we're asking if you could put your suggestions towards the budget, what would it be? You know, even I'd love to see more school buses. I'd love to see there's three options for kids get to school. Bus, walk or bike.
What about just more car parks in the school?
Well, if you do buses, you don't need car parks.
That's the point. I've got one. When a new venue opens, there's a rule. The hipsters have to leave it alone for about 8 months.
A year.
Because once they kick in, that's it. When they come in with their pork pie hats and stuff, they take over.
Should not be allowed to charge more than $4.95 for avocados on toast.
Or $2 for a coffee. That's it.
We got Dave and Carrara. What do you reckon about the budget? What would you like to see?
Speed restrictors on C-plate drivers on the M1.
What do you reckon their limit should be?
Mate, the speed limit would be very helpful.
Just the normal speed limit.
How about no P-platers? Yeah. No P-platers. Yeah. Like scooters.
I go up every day, twice a day, and I get passed by P-platers all the time.
Okay. M1, P-plate free zone.
Brendan Narang, what do you got, mate? What's your suggestion for the budget?
How much you got, AJ? Is it $8
billion?
Yeah, about that. Just a little bit.
Well, just a sliver is all I need. Just a sliver. And we've been talking about it for a long time. Straighty the spit. We need a bridge going between the two. Save me having to paddle across and being shark bait.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I don't like the cruise ship terminal, but I'm up for that.
How are we going to get the cruise ship under it?
No. We don't need a cruise ship.
That's someone else's problem, isn't it?
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Oh.
No, seriously, I don't understand it. They have a day off to whinge about better pay and all this other stuff. We'll go out there and work and actually get paid. They walk around the streets of Brisbane moaning and groaning. Labor Day with no labor. Now, it was there to celebrate 8 hours work, 8 hours to play, and 8 hours to sleep. But my question about Labor Day is, why is everything shut? Why don't they organise things for the day? There's just absolutely nothing on yesterday. No sport. Why don't they? They know Queensland School are going to have a public holiday. Let's schedule one of the sporting teams to actually play so we can actually do something on Labor Day. You want to, there's no festivals, there was no bands, anything playing. And then you think, okay, well, I'll go and cook something. There's no shops open. Absolutely.
Oh, Peter, you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Absolutely no reason to have Labor Day anymore. There is no reason. All they're doing, whinging, bickering, moaning about what? Better something? Who cares?
You just don't even know what it's about. You're so uneducated. It's about they just want safe and secure jobs. They were saying we don't want to shop in Armani and buy expensive stuff. We just want safe and secure jobs.
Well, turn up and do your job.
It's their democratic right to do that.
Well, they're not going to have a job.
You had Saturday and Sunday to buy things and watch telly and whatever.
Well, you know how bad it got? There wasn't even a Bunnings store in Queensland open. I had to travel. No, wow. I'm being serious. I had to travel all the way down to the Tweed to go to Bunnings just to get my bits and pieces. Worse than that, I got to Bunnings. I drive past some CMFU place.
CMFU.
Yeah, them. Aren't they clowns? They got this big barbecue there, right, at the Sundale Bridge. They got a barbecue. Yeah. I drive all the way down to Bunnings in New South Wales. They didn't even have a barbecue out the front. The CMFU had one.
You nearly swore.
And I can't even get one at Bunnings.
You nearly did. You just held it there. Press the button.
Sprayed by. You've been sprayed by fire.
Oh, my God. I think you're about to be sprayed even more, mate. Oh.
And coffee goes from $4.50 to $6.50 because the poor old people running the businesses have got to pay the staff the extra because it's a public holiday.
I know people who went down to the Tweed so they didn't have to pay the surcharge.
You should have joined me at Scales. I was having seafood on the river there at the Tweed. It's awesome.
Now you tell me. CMFU there?
How much commission did you pay?
Nada, because it was SEAMFU.
Oh, right. You've upset some unionists.
Oh, hang on.
You've upset some unionists.
I did a spray on Labor Day saying it's just a waste of time. They walk around the streets, they moan and groan. It's Labor Day with no labor, nothing's open.
Oh, my God.
Ken, what do you got to say?
Spider, my friend, you are truly an uneducated man, aren't you, my friend?
Thank you, Ken.
What's happened
now? Thank you, Ken.
I understand, and I have to say, Spider, I like you. I agree with a lot of your sprays, but this one, mate, a little bit of forethought and a little bit of foresight. You could have gone to Bunnings. They're all over the coast. Mm. Could have done that Saturday or Sunday.
That's right.
There was stuff open on Monday. Hell, IGA, there's so many of them around the coast.
That's right.
You could have gone there for your bits and pieces.
Yeah, but what's Labor Day anymore? It's a waste of time.
It's a day off. It's a day to put your feet up, to celebrate the fact that we do have decent working standards. It's a day for you to have with a family, put your feet up, not worry about anything.
Why'd you do Saturday and Sunday? How many days do you want to put your feet up?
Oh, Peter.
No, I'm just saying.
For a guy who works an 18-hour day, to have that extra little day to put feet up, take my steel caps off.
That's right.
And just do something with my family, please don't. Just don't make a mess of Labor Day. There's a thousand other public holidays you can mess around with.
That's right.
Oh, don't get me started on the Queen's birthday. Don't get me started on the Queen's birthday,
Ken. That was very eloquently said when you could have absolutely roasted Peter, so well done for having refrained.
What's the point of being rude to him? He does have a point sometimes, but this one he's being a complete knob.
Thank you, Ken. We work with it every day. Trish at Eleonora, what have you got to say to Peter?
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to be a tight bum or anything, but I did exactly that. I live in Queensland. And I went down the Tweed to take my mother for coffee and cake just so I didn't have to pay the bloody surcharge.
See, this is the great thing about the Gold Coast is we can go across the Tweed and then when New South Wales have a public holiday, they can come to the Gold Coast.
Correct.
Hey, look, I am not massive on cooking shows. For those who, this is my theory, for those who were MKR savages,
yep.
You'll normally go on to watch some renovation
house
shows.
Rules.
Maybe House Rules and Win the Block. However, if you were more into the dating stuff, whatever, you might go on to MasterChef now. Yeah. Look, I think it is a pretty cool show. I'm not a massive fan of cooking shows.
A couple of things I learned last night about the MasterChef was that a lot of the contestants actually go on to do something.
Yeah, they do.
Which is surprising because in reality television, they're normally pretty quickly forgotten. But a lot of the MasterChef contestants and winners have gone on to either own their own restaurants
yes.
or be very successful in other ways of cooking.
Or they have their own products on the shelves. Mm. Yeah. You know, their own really good curries or whatever.
And you know it's shown in over 200 countries.
Yeah, they've got different versions. Yeah.
No, this the Aussie one.
Oh, really?
Yep. They
really?
Go all around the world. If you go to Prague, you'll find them.
Really?
Yeah.
And the judges are nice. They actually just want you to be good cooks, really, in the scheme of things. I don't like it because I'm normally detoxing this time.
Well,
it's horrible trying to watch a show where they're cooking yummy stuff.
And even last night, they first said that they wanted the show to be quite like villains. They wanted to be those bad judges.
No.
No, they did. The first, because you look at all the first photos and they're all got that steel look on their face, but then they changed it and said, no, we're going to make it fun and happy. And that's how it's worked out.
Well, look, they did the signature dishes last night. I didn't really watch a lot of it. How did you fare with it?
Oh, look, I just thought about what would your signature dish be?
Oh.
Because they had a whole lot. You know, they've got about 50 contestants. They all do their signature dishes. They had everything from ravioli to steaks to seafood. And what would yours be, Adrian?
Oh, anything with chilli in it, Peter. It doesn't matter as long as it's got...
Really?
Chopped up fresh chilli.
Mine would be homemade dim sims with soy sauce
of course.
Chilli.
Well, mine's my gourmet breakfast where you get the gourmet mushrooms on the side.
If you get that, you're woken up in the right spot, Adrian.
Yeah, you are. You're doing okay. But, no, seriously, the only thing I don't like about this show is that they've got to run everywhere. Like, the pressure is on. They've got to run, run. Have a listen to this. Listen, go, run, run.
Keep going. Don't give up.
They'll dig deep. To deliver delectable dishes.
Yeah, they're just running. They're always running because the time's on them and they're running and they're running. I tell you one thing, if someone says to me, can you make me a toasted sarnie, you will never see me go, okay, time me and run into the kitchen. I will take my sweet time. Thank you. I'll give you the red hot tip.
You do time the children because it makes them do stuff a lot quicker.
That's true.
To make me some toast with Vegemite. Ready,
that's set, That's always a good one for the shower, isn't it? That yes. one. I'll time you. But this really annoyed me. This is apparently happening tonight. And this is what George Colombaris tells the contestants.
You're cooking again. Right here, right now.
Hiya. How annoyed would you be? You've just cooked. So if he comes over to dinner and I have a dinner party and I've just cooked three courses and he tells me to cook again,
yeah,
I'd get that pavlova and I'd put it right in his boiling head.
None of you saw Rod bopping along to that song, I don't think.
Rodney in the newsroom.
Quite concerned, Rod. Quite concerned.
You should have seen what was going on underneath the desk with Rick Astley happening. Those feet
Rodney.
Were tapping frantically.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders Second Chance Dance.
This Friday, who we got here?
Hi, I'm Kerry. I'm in my 40s and I'm a certified golf instructor, so I'm fit, active, love to do stuff that's outside, and I'm looking for someone that just enjoys life and not take it too seriously. And by the way, my deal breaker is no stage 5 clingers.
Keen to meet Kerry? Register goldfm.com.au for our Second Chance Dance this Friday night at the new Envy Hotels, all new cocktails and keys, piano bar.
Do you know how cool it is the Koi Boys are playing? They are like the perfect band for this to, you know, walk across the room and see something you like and go, hey, let's have a dance. We want to go old school. However, now they're only a few days out.
Yeah, still continue to register though because it is going to be massive. It's going to be a big night.
You have to register, but we've seen a bit of a trend where a lot of people, it's all about the wingman now. You have to bring your wingman. But a lot of people are bringing their best friends that are the opposite sex. Look, I'm all for it. I just think on the night it might be confusing. Like, you, say I like you. Well, this is obviously hypothetical.
Hey, you go.
So say I like you, but you bring your best mate who's a chick.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're with that girl.
And I know we're going to have wristbands, you know, to tell if you're single or if you've got a partner. Very, very difficult. I'm not a fan. AJ, you'd have to book
entourage.
Your entourage of your female friends. No, because you're good friends. Where me, I'd only bring another male. That's just me. I'd bring same sex so there's no confusion.
Yeah. I think in this situation, but Look, you know, as mature people, surely you can have a best friend of the opposite sex and it's okay.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think? Give us a call on 13 2017. We would love to know, is your best friend of the opposite sex? Because I know of a couple, right? And he said to his wife, would you mind staying at home because I'm going to go on a holiday with Donna?
What?
You stay at home and mind the kids because we haven't caught up forever and they're best friends.
And she was sweet with it.
Yeah. How's that?
That's good.
Isn't that good? Is that mature? Yeah. So we'd love to know, is your best friend the opposite sex? And does it cause a little bit of controversy?
Is there any drama,
perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah, 13, 2017.
Yeah, that's it. Jess has got a story, Bridge.
Yeah, well, we're finding the little trend is a lot of people, their wingmen are that of the opposite sex. And maybe your best friend is the opposite sex. And does that cause a little bit of tension within your relationship? We talked about this around the breakfast table this morning. And another guy that's kind of in the background was saying, it all depends on how they look.
He said it's totally dependent on their looks. But Jess in Parkwood, is your best friend of the opposite sex?
Yeah, I used to have a best friend, a male. And we were friends all through high school and everything. Hung out together. He moved to WA about 10 years ago and got engaged to this girl about 7 years ago. He rang me up to invite me to the wedding and she said in the background that if I rocked up to the wedding, she wouldn't.
Oh, no. Jelly. Wow.
I haven't spoken to him in 6 years.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, that's terrible. He's your bestie. That's really mature.
He was such a sweetheart. The poor guy, she had it wrapped so tight around her little finger.
Yeah.
That he decided that he would rather drop his best friend for selfish reasons.
Wow.
Thanks, Jess,
He was scared of me.
Well, we've seen that trend. It's going to happen on Friday night, but we do want to know,
Thanks, Jess.
Best friend of the opposite sex? Have you been dropped by Jess or has it worked out the other way?
Have you been dropped by Jess?
Oh, dropped by Jess.
Poor Jess. No, you could be my friend, Jess.
Just talking about is your best friend of the opposite sex? And we're saying, and still the person reckons that, person who works behind the scenes, he still reckons it's got to do with looks.
Oh, come on.
And
I had a friend years ago and we were really good friends, and then every time he had a girlfriend, like we'd all go out and the girl, I'd get brushed every time and he's like,
hard.
I can't hang. And I totally get it. It's totally hard to, but you know, some people do make it work. We're just saying with Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, we've noticed a trend that a lot of people are bringing their best friends, which is the opposite sex. Is that going to work on the night?
Well, Ernie even rung up and bringing his ex-wife, which is there a difference between your ex-wife and your best friend?
Yeah.
Or your ex-husband and your best friend?
I know.
Such a fine line.
Isn't it?
Me, I'd stick to the same sex, but each to their own. Everyone's a little bit different. Jess in Pimbamar, what do you reckon?
My partner that I'm currently with, it was a deal breaker for us that if I couldn't have my male friends, we couldn't be together.
Wow. So you made it a deal breaker. Oh, that's a fair call. So how's he going with it?
Yeah, really good. We're still going 3 years on and he's got all his female friends and I've got all my male friends.
That's good.
How do you go, though? I did have a situation with an ex and his best friend was a blonde, good-looking younger chick. And he would say, I can't catch up with you because I'm just watching movies and hanging out with my mate at home. And I'd be like,
it's just all about trust and we have to trust each other and it works.
That's brilliant. That's very mature, Jess. I like it.
And I think, that's the ultimate word, isn't it? Trust. If you can have that trust.
Yeah.
Then the relationship will work. It'll be actually, when you think about it like that, it'd be better for it.
Oh, look at you, I'm
going to get a bit of advice on Friday night. I'll get up there and give some love advice.
Don't.
How many times have you been married?
Three.
How much advice have you given me and I've been single for how long?
Fair dinkum.
Seriously.
Just say yes. That's all I do.
Please. Want to again congratulate some organisations over the weekend. There were some fantastic events for the long weekend, including, of course, Surfers Paradise Alliance with Surfers Live. That was Barnsley and Daryl Braithwaite. So well organised, along with John Stevens and Kate Sobrano Sunday. Peter, you did predict 30,000. I've got to say, you weren't far off because there would have been 15,000, I reckon.
Easy, 20.
Saturday night, but then.
I was saying it over 3 days.
Oh, hang on. No, you weren't.
I said Surfers Paradise Live. I didn't say Saturday night.
I heard it again on the radio over the weekend, and you did say 30,000 guaranteed.
Mm. Well, they got over 50 over the weekend, so it was huge. It was massive.
Awesome.
It was a great lineup, and it's only going to get bigger. And then on Sunday night, we went to the PBR, the Professional Bull Riding. And I took my son Boston and also young Darcy out to have a look at the bull riding with Cherie, and AJ was out there.
So what's the go? Is it because you just I like cowboys, and if I have cowboys and wine together, it could go crazy?
It's not a good quinella, those two, for anyone.
We wore the gear. We wore the gear, or at least I did.
Oh, you look the part.
I'm going to get a cowboy hat for the next one because I was wearing a cap.
Yeah, the only hats.
The bulls didn't like my cap.
No, I had a cowboy hat. Well, I got the one out of, Outback Spectacular.
And the gardening one. Yes. Excellent, Peter.
And wore those hats.
I tell you what, it's an amazing situation. Glenn Young, who's coming on right now, told Spider and I that in Brazil, where they have massive competitions, in 3 days, 1.5 million people went to the bull riding. 1.5 million in 3 days. This is Glenn Young, who's running the organisation PBR.
Look, the animals are 50% of this sport, so they are at the forefront of our, you know, looking after and creating the welfare for them. I mean, you can look at them right now, look how calm they are. These bulls have just bucked and they're sitting in the pen with their buddies. But, you know, it's their job. They're bred to do it. You know, it's all about DNA and genetics. And, you know, when I was riding bulls, I got on the great-grandfathers of a lot of these bulls. And now, you know, these are the sons and grandsons and great-grandsons. So it's great to see them and those generation of bloodlines still carrying on.
Glenn, there was a great bull that I saw a couple of years ago. I've only been to one other event, but his name was Chainsaw. Unfortunately, no longer with us. Who are the upcoming bulls now?
Oh, look, there's so many great bulls. There's Call Me Joe, you've got Palooka, you've got a bull called Unforgiven.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, but it's there's a lot of different bulls out there that are coming onto the scene. Hillbilly Deluxe, I mean, you could keep naming them all night, and I guess, you know, in a couple of hours or an hour and a bit, you're going to see the top 15 here, and there's going to be some great bulls in there.
That's Glenn Young, the organiser of the whole event.
And you got to remember, this is the professional bull riding. I've got to do a little story about AJ in a minute, but this is one of the cowboys, one of the riders, Will Watson.
Okay.
I had my ear ripped off, fractured my neck, punctured lung, got pins in my wrist and my ankles, and, yeah, a few bumps and bruises along the way.
But the wife agrees that you can still go out there and do it?
Yeah.
Not really.
And that was just a night at home in bed.
It's tense.
Oh, it is so tense, but they have a lot of injury. There's one guy riding with a broken arm, but I do have to laugh at this, right?
Right.
Here we go.
No, we're at a bull riding, a rodeo. Mm-hmm. Rodeo, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
So normally they sell Jack Daniel cans and Bundy cans. That's what the cowboys love.
Yeah, well, of course.
I know where this is going.
What do you think AJ's walking around with?
Oh, okay.
A bottle of Vidalio.
Vidalio.
So he's walking around, all these cowboys, and he's got this bottle of Vidalio under his arm. Vidalio. And he's filling up his cup. All these cowboys looking at him. He's got a cowboy shirt on. So anyway, after about an hour, all right, of course, the bottle's empty. I'm thinking, and even Boston, my young son's gone, where's AJ? And I've gone, just go and check behind the toilets and the bullshed. Think he might have gone to sleep. So we've gone looking around for AJ. Couldn't find him anywhere. Anyway, look up. Who's on the big screen? Who's got the Dutch courage now and letting the bulls out of the pen? He was out there pulling the pen with his Vidalio under his arm, letting them go.
And I was doing it responsibly. And the bottle was plastic too, by the way. So no one got injured.
Some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Okay, so stay with me here, because even if you don't know who John Oliver is, he's a talk show host. You know, there's so many talk show hosts around.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Russell Crowe was selling off all his stuff in his divorce auction recently?
Yeah, got some big money for some good items.
Well, US TV host John Oliver announced that he had actually bought for $9,000, a piece of memorabilia, the jockstrap. From the film Cinderella Man that Russell Crowe was in.
Oh, really? And the boxing one.
He also did a me, and he said, look, it was 4 a.m., and you know what happens when you start online shopping late at night, and he ended up binge bidding on heaps of other stuff, and he didn't realise, but before he knew it, he was won everything that he put bids on. I've done that.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to. So he's bought all this stuff he doesn't need, but then he didn't realise all the money was going towards the Australia Zoo and with Terry Irwin.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who was Russell Crowe's best mate.
Yeah, very close.
To a chlamydia ward for koalas to help save them, because we need to save the koalas. And this is a Terry Irwin thanking John Oliver.
And a big thank you to John Oliver for buying some of Russell's incredible things in his auction. You are helping for the fight for chlamydia, and a plaque has been organised in your honour.
That was Bob Irwin.
Gee, he must have brought some gear.
He did buy some gear, and he basically said this afterwards, said, I can't top this. I'm, you know, so they're calling it the John Oliver Chlamydia Award with his name on the front of it. And he said, I can't top this in life. So this is what he had to tell his audience.
I will be completely honest. Back when this show started, I wrote down my one and only goal for it. And I put it in this envelope. It was a simple goal. It was just three words long. That goal, a Koala Chlamydia Award. So what I'm essentially saying here is, we've accomplished everything we set out to do on this show, which means, thanks very much, everyone, but we are f***ing done here.
But hey, at least all that money goes to the Chlamydia Award because, you know, koalas, we do need to save them. So
yeah.
that's a great thing, isn't it? Hey, I just want to talk to you about, do you think Joan Collins still has it, darling? You'd still? She's 84. She looks amazing. Come on, Joan Collins.
She has looked amazing.
She has, from Dynasty, of course, where she played the B-I-T-C-H. And Jackie Collins is her sister who passed away. He was the romance novelist. Well, she is 84 and her hubby, Percy Gibson, is 53. So what's that age?
31.
Gap? Look at that. Look at her go.
31 years young.
And it's her fifth marriage, so she's beating you.
Well, I've got a bit of work to do.
Yes. And she said, look, really, you've got to support each other. And she said, you know, you've got to understand and be there for the highs and lows. You won't always agree with everything. But this is her good point. This is what I'm saying to everyone at Married at First Sight.
Second chance dance.
Thank you.
Yes.
People get married on the crest of lust, she says. Once that's gone, they look and think, what am I doing with this person? So make sure that you marry for love, not on the crest of lust.
Oh, that's isn't that beautiful. Good?
That is true. You got married twice on the crest
that
of it.
That is beautiful.
Didn't you?
Bruce, that's a wonderful way to end the show, by the way.
Thanks, love.
No worries.
Thought I'd do me best.
Very good. Al is next with, speaking of such, more chances to be at the Second Chance Dance. Oh. You've just got this week and this week only. Register, particularly blokes. Register before Friday. goldfm.com.au. Have a great day.
Thank you.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.